As promised, we want to just take a look at Philippians. So flip over to Philippians as we began our series last week. And we are highlighting something from each chapter. There are four chapters in this book today, chapter 2. And we'll end up in chapter 4 just before Thanksgiving to speak there about letting our requests be made known unto God with thanksgiving. So that would be our last highlight. As we go into Thanksgiving. But today, I want to look at Philippians in the moments that we have and going to really test my ability to speak fast. But anyways, Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, a couple of scriptures here that have meant so much to me since I was a kid. And I really hope to be able to convey this passage of scripture to each of us, that it becomes part of the air that we breathe as a church, that it becomes part of the air that you breathe in your own walk as a Christian. Is that cool? It says, Philippians 2, 12 and 13, therefore, my friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, this is Paul, Pastor Paul, speaking to a church in a city called Philippi. And he says, but how much more my absence? Here's what we're after. He says, continue to work out your salvation. You see it there? Continue to do what? Work out your salvation. He doesn't stop there. He goes on to say, do it with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you. Work out. For it's God who works in you to will and to act, or to will and to do, according to his good purpose. What kind of purpose is it? A good purpose. Father, here we are in your presence now as we huddle around your word in these moments. Speak to us. Encourage us, we pray. Amen. And so I want to speak in these moments from this passage of scripture how it is that we cooperate with God in what he is doing in our lives. How it is that we cooperate working out our salvation, how it is that we cooperate with God, again, in what he is doing in our lives. Now, it's true that you can't work to earn grace. It's an oxymoron to talk like that. And we understand grace, as we say, is unmerited favor. How many of you have heard that before, right? Grace is unmerited favor. Well, what we mean by that is grace is getting what I don't deserve. Grace is getting what I don't deserve. And when you think about mercy, to put a little bit differently, mercy is not getting what I do deserve. And inasmuch as that is all true, it doesn't mean that salvation is something I don't have to work hard at. So inasmuch as I understand grace, and how grace is freely given, and how there is nothing that I can do to earn God's grace, to earn God's favor or his mercy, there is a part that I play in the salvation that has come to me in Jesus Christ. Even as it says here. He says, you got work to do. And we want to see here that many people, this is just an aside, but a lot of Christians, a lot of people who begin following Christ don't get very far. They become prodigals, maybe. They only go halfway, because when it starts to become a little bit more like work, it's like they check out. They're done. Now, it's serious business. It's serious business working out our salvation. It's serious business following Christ. Notice what he says. How are we to work out our salvation? With fear and trembling. It's serious business. And if you could just pull up Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, where he speaks about the seriousness of the salvation that's been given to us. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, if you want to look at that. Because he says to us, we got to pay attention to this salvation that's been given to us. And he says, he goes on to say that If we neglect, the next verse, if we neglect this salvation, it's going to be bad for us. That we have work to do. We can't neglect what God has given to us. And so we neglect the salvation that God has given to us by not putting in the work that it requires of us. Now, you know, there's a popular belief among some that work was a part of the curse. Remember in Adam and Eve? And so the curse, you know, they go off into sin, and it's like, so God makes them work now, and that's part of the curse. You ever feel like work was a curse? And absolutely. But what I want you to notice is this, that work was given to Adam and Eve long before they fell or sin entered. Work was not a part of the curse. It was a part of God's original good purpose, work. Now, there's a lot of redeeming that has to happen, but nevertheless. And so we just have to take a different look at this. You mean to tell me that the salvation that's come to me in Christ is going to take effort on my part to make it work in my life? Yes. Yep. You got to work at it. You got to work at it. Now, the free gift of God's salvation costs us something. It almost sounds... what's it cost? It costs me my cooperation. For instance, about four years ago now, Sandra brought me a membership to the gym for a Christmas gift, you know? And it's like, wow, you know, membership to the gym. Thank you. You know, she did tell me something. And it's like, as wonderful as that free gift was, it cost something for her to do that. If I didn't cooperate by going to the gym and exercising, what good was the free gift that she gave me? No good. I'll never forget the exercise. I had an exerciser for my 10-speed when I was a 10-speed. That's how long ago that was. I was an avid cyclist. And it became awfully good for hanging clothes on. You know, there it sat, you know. And the same idea here, that salvation has come to us. But there are things that we got to work at. There are things we got to work at. And now there's good news, because the work that God calls for us to participate with him in is not without its help from above. Notice what it says. It says, work out what? What God is working in you to will and to do of his good pleasure, of his good purpose. And so the gift of the Holy Spirit is the way in which God helps us from above to work out the salvation. God is in my life by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, all the things that we speak of the Holy Spirit, he is known as the helper.
That's right.
He is known as the helper. What is he helping us to do? He's helping us to put the salvation into work in our lives that has come to us. Work out what God has worked in. And so it's you know, as important as desires are in my life. And so you say, you know, I desire to be like Jesus. I desire to be more a mature Christian. I desire, whatever it is, I desire to, you know, to have the fruit of the Spirit in my life. You know, what all these and desires are important. But as important as desires are, as he says here, he says to will and to act. As important as God, as desires are, that I want to put into practice, getting to that good purpose that God has for my life takes decisions and actions. Decisions and actions, not just desires. You know, desires can be fleeting things. What I desire, you know, today I desire chocolate. Tomorrow, who wants chocolate? I have vanilla. And the same idea with, let all those noble desires that we have, you know, hit the fan of a period of testing. And the desire is easily, you know, blow away. But man, where there is this commitment of desire, the will, and then I follow through by acting on it, there is something being achieved in my life. And this is the work of the Holy Spirit of my life, not just to give me good desires. What is it that old saying, how does it go? What's the road to hell paved with? Yeah, good intentions. Yeah. But that I'm able to follow through with decisions, that I'm able to follow through with actions, you know, that I'm putting my money where my mouth is and working out the salvation that God has given to me. And so, all I want to make clear this morning is this. As I said when I began, that this relationship become a part of your life. What relationship am I talking about? The relationship of working out what God is working in. What did I say? Working out what God is working in. Listen, He's bought you a membership to the gym. And I mean in no way to bring it down, you know, what Jesus did on the cross. But there's the membership paid for right there. There's the membership. He says, now, go to the gym. Go to the gym, you know. Put it to work. But the whole idea of this, look at the scripture verse. Let it sink in. Work out what God has worked in. Work out what God has worked in. You remember the story of the guy whose house would flood it? He was up on the top of his roof. You all know the story. You've heard the story. And how he prays for help, you know. And a guy comes, you know, in a rowboat, and he says, here, I'm here to save you. Hop in the boat. And the guy says, no. He says, I prayed for the Lord to help me. He's going to help me, right? Next guy comes by and on his jet ski. He says, hey, hop on. He says, I'll help you. He says, no. He says, I'm praying for the Lord to help me. You know, He's going to save me in this flood. He drives off, you know. He says, another guy comes with a helicopter, lowers the thing. He says, hop. He says, we're here to save you. He says, no. He says, I prayed for the Lord to help me. He's going to save me. Helicopter flies off. The guy dies. Gets to heaven. He says, Lord, what happened? You were supposed to save me. God said, save you. He said, I sent a rowboat, I sent a jet ski, and I sent a helicopter. And you know, this is how it can work in our lives. We gotta work out what God has worked in our lives. There's work to be done. We gotta cooperate with what God is doing in our lives. What is God doing in your life right now? See, what is He doing in your life? Inside of you. We talked about this last week, that the work that's going on in my life is what matters most. What's going on in your life? And how is it that you are cooperating with the Holy Spirit in what He is doing in your life? Because it takes cooperation. Doing what? Working out what God is working in. Right? Now, all the work is to get me to God's good purpose. We speak about the destiny that God has for our lives. And we've attached so much sentiment. Oh, I have a destiny, you know. And then we quote Jeremiah, right? How I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to do you good and not harm. And we attach so much sentiment to it. And I think that's okay. He has a good purpose for my life. But how are we cooperating to get to that good purpose that God has for our lives? Let's stand together. It's a good purpose. It's a good purpose. It's a good purpose. Oh, I did it in about 12 minutes. Not bad. I break records all the time. Love you folks. Was good today. We heard a lot of stuff, huh? Today, a lot of stuff today. Love you folks and appreciate and pray for me because I worry every week and people have been trying to help me to slow down because I worry. I worry about having to continue to meet here downstairs and please don't get tired out on us. We're gonna get it done as quickly as possible. The Lord is providing. It's gonna happen. And when it gets done, it's gonna be awesome.
You
say, why is this here? Like, because we're installing an elevator from my study to the platform that I'm just gonna appear in front of the pulpit. Lights. Bill's gonna install lights. Oh yeah, up. Exactly. 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 Well, they don't know that, Bill. They don't. Bill's installing lights. They'll be flashing all this stuff and just appearing. It's going to be great.
Or maybe something else.
Or maybe a stairwell. Who knows? John, what do you think? But stairwell. And like I say, I have to really discipline myself not to talk about the project and to be more pastoral, because there's so many things I can say about what's happening, and appreciate so many people. And of course, John is tops on the list. And we accomplished a lot Friday and Saturday, did we not? We accomplished a lot, and major stuff. You know, it's like, I just gotta say this. If you went upstairs, you'd see drawings all over the place. John wants to pound a nail in this piece of wood over here. He has a drawing for that. You think I'm kidding you? No, you think I'm kidding you. It's like, I said, John, where do you want the bolts to go through this? He says, PB, look at the drawing. Where are they? You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding.
Where was the upside down door on the drawing?
Oh, yeah.
Where was that?
Well, even the best of us make mistakes. Oh, okay. But we are having a lot of fun as well. And it is going to be marvelous. Father, thank you for your grace, for this great bunch of people that we are church family. And the good stuff that's going on among us, in our hearts, your presence, and the good ministry that's happening out from us. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you for your provision. And we continue to believe you that as we give our few fish and few loaves, that we're going to even have leftovers from that. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, folks. Say hi to someone before you say goodbye.